to stand on it, and today I shall be reflecting on my drama unit, Characters, the Soul of the Performance. This audio shall be shown in the format of a question and answer. Question 1. Similarities and difference between your plan and your performance. Some differences in our planning was that our planning did not go as how planning should be, because we weren't as organized in the planning as we were in the performance. And to put it simply, we did not plan our planning in a planning format. And a difference between the performance and the planning was that the performance was more in a dramatic format than how we were supposed to go through the planning of the performance. But one similarity between the planning and performance is that we enjoyed both of it a lot, because we had to communicate, we had to add a lot of inputs to make everything on spot. We had to add in sounds and everything in planning and performance. So yes. Another similarity in the planning and performance is that they go hand in hand. Without the planning, there won't be any performance. So whatever we did in the planning was in fact in the performance. Question 2. How is your story related to the SOI and GC? Our story was related to the GC, as we showed a personal interest and passion towards the theme and the story we chose. And the SOI was relatable, as we were showing the voice modulation, movements, improvisation, etc. Question 3. How did you perform the character chosen, and share some examples? For me, the character I chose was the main lead, Rahul, who is the heartthrob of the school. So through this character, I learned that for that particular character, I had to change my voice and add a lot of movements to show my character in the perfect way. Because since Rahul is the heartthrob, you have to make him look cute, and you have to make him look a little silly at the same point. So yes. Question 4. Wow moments and the struggles. Some wow moments were when we were performing on the stage with my peers. I felt a lot of excitement, and with that excitement, when the plays got over, we saw the feedback we got, and it was amazing to see how our audience responded. They were laughing, they were clapping, and it was really a wowing moment to all of us. And some struggles that we went through were searching for the sound and props. Searching for the sound in the sense, adding the right sound effect at the right time. For example, if I fall down, then you could add a very silly or a goofy thing like, oh no, she fell down. And like for the props, we had to find the background, the lights and everything. So those were some of the struggles we have faced in the unit. Question 5. Feedback you received from your friends and teachers. Firstly, the feedback that we received as a group was that we should add a little more voice modulation because we had different characters and we needed to deepen our voice or higher our voice to match our characters. And we had to control our laughter, because every time we were behind the puppet theater, we were laughing continuously because something or the other must happen on the set. So yes. And the feedback that I had received as an individual was that I had to deepen my voice. As explained before, I was playing the lead role, Rahul, the heartthrob, so I had to deepen my voice. And yes. Question 6. My growth as an artist. My growth as an artist is that I am an amateur who has developed a sense of understanding as to how to communicate her thoughts and ideas in a particular thing. Another thing is that I have built up a great amount of confidence because I presented the play in front of my peers and in front of an audience. Question 7. Which Ivy learner profile did you enhance and display the most? Give examples. I believe the Ivy learner profile that I portrayed was communicator, as I needed to communicate with my peers in order to get things started and to even decide the theme of a play. Another reason why communication is a key in Ivy learner profile is because not only in agro fail but in our unit is because we needed to rely on each other to get things in place. Another IB learner profile is that organization. Even though we had some ups and downs in our planning, I think I am at years displayed an organized personality because we kept a check on what we had to do and things which are almost done. Question 8. Feedback, dear teacher. Dear Kiran Lee Ma'am, thank you so much for being such an enthusiastic, fun and loving teacher throughout the unit. Even though we could not complete things on time, I would like to thank you for giving us this experience. Thank you for guiding us through every step of our journey in the unit because we could not do it without you. I believe that overall the unit was perfect because we got to show our talent and we got to portray a character which was hidden in us in a performance. So I would like to thank you for that. And the last question is, final take on the drama and drama unit as well as the agro unit. I would like to begin with the drama unit. My final take on the drama unit is that we got to show the more dramatic side of us because we were performing our characters which we had decided. So that was very interesting because we got to enhance our skills in terms of voice modulation and movements. Even though we had movements which were kind of restricted, we got to enhance those skills as well. The final take on the IDEO unit was that the IDEO unit had was a unit which had interlinked two units, PD and drama. PD really helped us because we got to make our puppets in a very controlled environment so that we do not get hurt. And I believe those puppets were made in a very organized format which have helped us perform in drama in a very nice and clean way. We do not have as many problems as we had while performing in the unit because the drama, the PD unit, the PD drama thing was very nice. Thank you.